Hello, this is Chef John from foodwishes.com with lemon curd light. That's right, all the rich lemony goodness of regular lemon curd with nominally fewer calories and a little less fat. And by the way, has there ever been a more delicious recipe that had a less appetizing name than lemon curd? I mean, it sounds like some kind of citrus-based cheese, but it's not. It's super delicious and really easy to make. Okay, so before we even start the recipe, we're going to put a saucepan on the stove with about an inch of water in it, and we're going to bring that up to a gentle simmer, because that's where we're going to cook our lemon curd. So we want to simmer in just like that. That's perfect. Next up, in a metal mixing bowl, I'm going to crack 3 whole eggs. So one of the reasons this is a much lighter version of lemon curd, it does not use all yolks like many recipes do. So definitely a little lower in fat here. I'm also going to add some sugar and some freshly squeezed lemon juice. Don't even think of using the stuff in the little plastic lemon in the back of your fridge. So we're going to take a wire whisk. We're going to mix that thoroughly. We're going to walk over to the stove. We're going to grab a towel in one hand to hold the bowl. And with the other hand, we're going to whisk continuously until, well, I'll show you. But for now, you're just going to whisk constantly. Do me a favor, anytime you're using a rag near a flame, do not, under any circumstances, allow it to catch on fire. I mean, nothing ruins a lemon curd recipe like being carried out of your burning house by a hairy fireman, so be careful. And what you're going to do is you're going to keep whisking it over that simmering water. All right, a lot of people use a spatula for this. I like the wire whisk. I do like to aerate it a little. There's lots of little tiny air bubbles going into that mixture right now, which I think improves the texture. And you're basically just going to stir this with the whisk over that heat until it becomes thick and hot. I'm going to guess and say it's going to take about 8 minutes, maybe 10 minutes. And of course, this is the beauty of video. You don't have to guess. Cook yours until it's hot and looks like this. All right, it's going to look very similar to like a hollandaise. And at that point, we're going to remove it from the heat. And we're going to dump in a lot of freshly grated lemon zest. Very critical. And that's easy to find because you're using fresh lemons for the juice. And then last but not least, we're going to throw in some unsalted butter, cut in chunks, throw it in, and then whisk constantly. And that butter is going to slowly melt into that hot egg, sugar, lemon mixture. I guess technically it's going to emulsify. And as soon as the butter disappears, you're done. Well, not totally done. What you got to do is wrap this and refrigerate until it thickens up. All right, this has to be thoroughly chilled before you serve it. And by the way, I'm totally wrapping this up wrong. What I should have done was press it down to the surface like I did after I turned the camera off. That way you're not going to get any weird like skin that forms on the top. All right, it'll keep it nice and airtight. So bottom line, you got to thoroughly chill this. You're going to see it thicken up beautifully. We're going to take a spoon and we're going to stir that until we have this gorgeous, silky, light, amazing lemon curd. Look at that. So while this is quite lighter than most versions, it's still incredibly delicious, plenty sweet enough, very lemony, just really great stuff. And of course, we can't leave it in that ugly bowl. I'm going to transfer this into this crock. You could serve this in any decorative container, of course, but I decided to rock out with my crock out, which I think looks pretty cool. By the way, throw a red ribbon on that crock right there. That would make a great gift if you're going over to someone's house for the holidays. And that is it. Lemon curd light. What is this good on? So many things. You could use it for lemon tarts. People put it on pancakes. You can use it as a filling for layer cakes. In my case, I decided to turn an ordinary blueberry scone into something quite special. Look at that. That was incredibly delicious. Just a really, really nice old-fashioned dessert sauce that, as you saw, super easy to make. So I really hope you give this a try. Head over to foodwishes.com for all the ingredient amounts and more info, as usual. And as always, enjoy.